This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Leftism is an interesting study. Just go do yourself a favor, or if you just have some extra time, go on to Google Main News or any main news source, look at the titles of stories, just the headlines, and don't dare read them because it gets even more crazy. Leftism is the biggest cover-up. It is so vile and ugly that all they can do is try to cover it up. Kevin Jackson's here listening to you, folks. Proud conservative, proud American, proud God-loving, not God-fearing, but God-loving American. I do fear God in the sense that, you know, he keeps me honest about things about myself. It's a check and balance. If everything was just, oh, it's okay, it's okay. No, it's a check and balance against who you are. You have to measure against something. And here's the beauty of it. You know you're not perfect. The best revelation for me, I can't speak to you, but was understanding that it isn't perfection that you seek in the purest sense of the word. It doesn't exist for us as human beings. It's being the best you that you can be. I hope that's what you tell your kiddos. Be the best you can be. You know, right now we're dealing with our last son. He's 16 years old. He's going through everything 16-year-old kids go through. You know, conniving little rascal, trying to get away with stuff. But you get it. We all went through it. And we have to remind him, it's not you. There are things inside of you that want you to, you know, it's challenging you. And this is the period where as a parent, you better be on top of it. Because you are trying to create the best possible human being. Somebody that understands, I'm flawed. And our kid thinks he's really flawed. He thinks, you know, and I'm sure anybody that's gone through this, you understand. We've been through it three times. But you think that, you know, you make your mistakes. You get caught in your lies or whatever. And you think, oh, yeah, I'm so flawed. No, you're not. You're human. You're going through these human emotions and you got to go through them. But you should be trying to be the best you can be. And you know what that means? Still going to be flawed. You're going to have to accept that. But at some point, you learn from it, and you learn enough lessons to where it becomes less and less flawed. It's like, you know, Michael Jordan talking about the number of shots that he took and missed and missed and missed until he finally started making it. Is he ever going to be 100%? I mean, he's one of the best basketball players ever, but you know what I will tell you? He ain't going to be the best ever because somebody's going to come along and eclipse him. There's going to be a new standard set. And even when that person sets that standard, that won't be the best. Because as human beings, in every facet of who we are, we evolve. You think you're evolved now. You think, boy, I'm all on top of it. Yeah, you are. You are on top of it. But you know how God made you? He made you to be incrementally better. And the only thing is, if I tell you, let's go, we're going to go halves down to whatever. Think of it this way. Half, if you're a mile away from something and I say, okay, we're going to go half. Now you're a half a mile. Now we're going to go from a half a mile to what? A quarter of a mile. We're going to go from a quarter of a mile to an eighth of a mile. Just testing you here. Whatever the number is. And you're going to get to where you're down to feet. So if we go 5,280 feet, which is a mile, cut that in half, cut that in a quarter, cut that in a quarter. Eventually, we get incremental. And there's a principle. I forget what it's called, but the idea is you can never get to the end by just going half. Even when you're down to 1 inch, half an inch, quarter of an inch, eighth of an inch, 16th of an inch, 32 of an inch, you'll never get to the finish line. That is the way God designed you. He designed you to tell you, seek perfection, but you're never going to get there. Because the idea that you never get there is that little bit of stuff that tells you, I always have to keep trying. I think that's the essence of being a human being on this planet. And you have a finite amount of time to make it happen. And that's why when you're 13 years old, you feel like you can leap through, you know, the roof. But when you're 73 years old, you feel like, you know what? I've spent a lot of time here. I'm ready. When you want to take me, it's like my Aunt Mary said when we went to see her on her 103rd birthday. She said, y'all going to wait around for the funeral? Because she was like, I'm ready. She told me many times. When she was leading up to 100, I met her when she was 93 years old, and thank God I got to know her until she was 106. But she said to me, year after year, once she passed 100, Kev, I wouldn't mind if God took me now. I wouldn't mind it. The days were not like the days when she was a young girl, you know, married to her husband. It was days were drudgery, and she didn't know what they were going to bring. Anyway, leftism to me is an interesting study. And more importantly, because we're told right now that there's decency. This is what Jill Biden said. We're going to bring decency back to the White House. Jill Biden talked about decency in the White House. Well, I guess decency is a prostitute who brought some cocaine. Because it's funny how they're handling this cocaine case. I want you to understand, if this were cocaine in the Trump White House or cocaine in the Bush White House, what would they be saying right now if it were cocaine in the Bush White House? Remember, George Bush had a little bout with cocaine. What would they say if it was Bush? I'm not defending him because I don't like the way Bush was as a president. Either one of them. But what would they say if it were? He would be ridiculed. But you know what they're doing right now? The left is running, circling the wagons. They're ready for the fight. Bring it. I mean, we talked about this yesterday. The obvious source of this cocaine is Hunter Biden. You wouldn't know it from the media sources. You wouldn't. When we come back for the next segment, I'll play clips. You wouldn't know it. You'd think, well, oh, it could have been anybody. Like I said, it was the boogeyman. No, it was the Russians. Okay, can we check the visitor logs? They're talking about the visitor logs for the White House. Like, look, let me put it this way. You've had visitor logs, visitors coming to the White House that are recorded, and there's never been any cocaine found. But Hunter shows up where they don't tell you the visitor logs. We just know Hunter was there because it was a big press gaggle for the 4th. So we know he was there. And miraculously, cocaine is found. And they're like, well, there should be an FBI investigation, and let's figure this out because Lord knows it. Who knows what this cocaine came from? And it cracks me up because that's leftism. Decency back into the White House. Who knows? So let's launch an investigation. Let's spend millions of dollars. Let's take up a lot of time so we can find out that there's gambling in the casino. Yes, the crackhead Hunter brought his little packet of cocaine, and the stupid son of a gun left it laying around, and it caused a complete stir. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now,
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I really didn't want to cover this cocaine thing as much as we are, but we're going to, because we have to. And part of the reason is I saw a story. This was actually in the Daily Caller, and they said Joe Biden wasn't the only one who's been accused of having cocaine in the White House. And I thought, really? So then they said, well, Bill Clinton may have, and Kennedy may have. And they went on to explain Kennedy had all kinds of medical issues. You know, he had STDs because he was a pretty promiscuous guy. And I guess back in the day when protection wasn't quite as big of a deal. But he's a womanizer. And then they say he was also just in ill health. He was just in bad health to begin with. So they said he took all kinds of opiates and what have you. Okay, well, if that's the case, we understand it. You know, he's medicating because he's got a function, and I don't know what the drugs of choice were at the time. I'm no medical doctor, but I get it. And the other one was, who was it? Oh, Roosevelt. They accused Roosevelt. And I'm guessing they're thinking FDR, but again, a guy who's a cripple, maybe he was in excruciating pain, again, some sort of opiates. I don't know. But my question is, and again, I'm not questioning the Daily Caller. They're a conservative rag. But and if this is indeed true, fine. But let's put it into context. These guys were working with doctors who were prescribing. And I'm not exonerating doctors. Let's face it. Doctors overdosed Prince. They overdosed Michael Jackson. And probably many other people we will never know. Over, it, you know, Rush Limbaugh got hooked on, you know what, some sort of opiates. Doctor's prescription. So I'm not exonerating that. But I'm saying there's people like FDR and Kennedy who say, look, I'm in excruciating pain, and Limbaugh and others that say, I got to perform, and this is what it takes for me to do my job. You know, and I don't know whether everybody's innocent on him. I know Limbaugh's was, and his story's not isolated. The pharmaceutical industry intentionally created a drug that once you take it, you just keep taking it. And you keep wanting to take it, and you need to take it, and eventually you just become hooked. They can't write you enough scripts. But Hunter Biden's tale is a whole different tale. Because, see, doctors don't prescribe cocaine. And maybe they should. Should they? I mean, there's cane drugs that act similarly. Not excusing Hunter for those that, because I'll get, oh, come on, Kevin, you're sympathetic. No, I'm not. I'm excoriating these guys. I think it's insane that we're running around here acting like we don't know where this dope came from. But I do want to play a couple of clips because these people are cracking me up. Did we play this clip of MSNBC? Because MSNBC has two clips out. Actually, we'll play one in the next segment. But the first one is, it could have been anybody's. It was found in an area that many people frequent. And yeah, I'm not like, what are y'all talking about? But then they retracted it. The White House retracted it. And here's the other thing. And I'll be honest with you. When we were putting the show together, I didn't anticipate covering this. Because I looked at it as, why are we spending so much time on Hunter Biden's crack or his cocaine? We know it is. Why are we spending the time on it? And then I changed my mind. My producers convinced me to change my mind. And here's why. Because it puts Hunter Biden back in the news. See, if Hunter Biden can lose his laptop, and the FBI cover up for it, the Secret Service or whomever, what are they going to do with this? Are we going to learn yet again of another scandal? It already is a scandal. Because there shouldn't be any illegal drugs found in the White House. Think about it. We are having a discussion about drugs in the White House. For all intents and purposes, this is an episode of Narcos. Narcos DC. Pablo Escobar visits the White House. I love that show because we're getting a full dose of it. We're getting a full dose of Narcos because would it surprise anybody to learn that Hunter Biden was helping drug cartels move drugs into the United States and the big guy's getting his cut? Wouldn't surprise me. I would be like, yeah. Sad to say. Could be. Hunter gets his unlimited supply of coke. They act like there's a war on drugs. Look, after watching these shows, I'm going to tell you, I have so little faith in government. And I covered it first hour. First hour is a good hour. I hope you guys check that hour out. It's a really good hour. Let's go ahead and play this MSNBC clip.
You and I have covered the White House for years.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even fathom anything like this having been found before in the West Wing, and yeah. I go back to the 70s at the White House.
The 70s,
so this is pretty wild.
It is wild.
It's absolutely extraordinary, Andrea. And this new conclusive test confirms what had been the preliminary field test conducted by D.C. fire personnel who were called in on Sunday night after the discovery of this suspicious substance by a uniformed officer in the Secret Service that was conducting a routine patrol of the White House.
Routine
and so, to recap, recap on the developments from that we've been reporting on yesterday. This was found, we understand, in a highly trafficked common area. The West Wing. It's an area where individuals, especially visitors, individuals who may be coming for, instance, a private tour, might have been asked to leave some of their personal belongings before heading into more sensitive areas of the West Wing, which of course includes the president's, the vice president's office, some of the most senior officials' offices, as well as the press team and a number of deputies. And so this is an extraordinary discovery here. What we also understand is that the Secret Service is conducting now, leading this investigation into how this substance came into the West Wing in the first place. This is something that will include the review of security footage, as well as visitor logs. The big question, Andrea, is for how long had this item, which was described as a small dime-sized bag, in this location? Given the regularity, the rigorousness of these reviews, it could have been something that was found rather quickly, which would significantly narrow the universe of individuals who might have been able to bring this in. This happened on Sunday night. This was a weekend in which the president, the first lady, and his son Hunter and his family were at Camp David, not in the White House, so the number of staff in the building would have been significantly reduced. But it was a holiday weekend when many staff might have had friends and family coming to visit and might have wanted to give them tours. And so the real question, again, is how long this item had been there, and that will help to determine just what kind of investigation into the individual who brought it into the West Wing and how quickly that might be resolved.
Yeah, who could have done this? Yeah. This is a tricky one. And when we come back, I'm going to give you an idea of who I think it was. This is so amazing to me. This hasn't happened. You know, Andrea Mitchell's like, since I've been covering it since the 70s and all this. It's blowing people away. And they bring it. This guy brings it up. Well, you know, Hunter was with his dad at Camp David, so, you know, that's not, you know, it's probably not his. I mean, and look at all these other people it could be. And then, what did MSNBC do? They updated their report. Hours later. Oh, we've got new updated information, and guess what? We were wrong. But they still don't blame Hunter.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA News update. A less than stellar jobs report suggests the labor market is showing some signs of softening. University of Central Florida economist Sean Snaith says the June unemployment rate remains basically unchanged from May at 3.6%. So strap in for more interest rate hikes from the Fed.
Don't expect to see, you know, the Fed reducing interest rates, you know, within the next year or perhaps beyond.
He says the goal is to get inflation down to 2% from its current rate at just over 4%. Iowa Republican Governor Kim Reynolds is calling lawmakers back to Des Moines for a special session on Tuesday the 11th to pass new pro-life laws. The news comes after a deadlocked Iowa Supreme Court declined to lift an injunction on a 2018 law that protects babies from abortion after a heartbeat can be detected. Tim Berg, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kelly, the big change is where this was found. It was found, by my observation, in a much more secure place, limited access place, than that West Wing reception area. It's still a publicly frequently trafficked place, but it's down near the Situation Room, right off West Executive, down below. And normal people, just average people, just can't get in there, even with the entry from the Northwest Gate.
Well, let me bring you up to date with the reporting that I have. What we have learned is that there are, in fact, two West Wing entrances. You know that, I know that, but for the benefit of our audience. And now the investigation has progressed, and so they're saying the West Executive entrance, which, as you noted, is closer to the Situation Room and closer to the Navy Mess, where there's the facilities for food and so forth. It is also next to West Executive Drive. That's where, for example, the Vice President's vehicle is parked.
I must tell you, I love the mystery of the White House cocaine. I can see it at dinner theaters all over America. Who brought the mysterious white powder into the White House? It's like asking a family with a dog, only one dog, if the dog poop that's in the house belongs to the dog. Oh, my goodness. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. It is laughable how leftists do anything to protect the Biden family. Now, it may lead you to believe that they give a crap about the Bidens, but they don't. They don't love him. They don't even like him. They loathe the Bidens, honestly. If you get behind the scenes, they will tell you Jill is such an egomaniac. I mean, think of Rich Housewives, what they'd be saying about the Bidens right now on a Rich Housewives of D.C. Man, they would be, Joe, what's with the plugs? And holy cow, Jill, you can't wear Oscar de la Renta. Please, stop it. You look terrible. Hunter. Okay, we know you're stealing people's crack when you go to their house. I mean, can you imagine the Rich Housewives just absolutely, just going to town on the Biden family? Woo! You know how those women can be. You know what? Though they don't like the Bidens, here's what's so sad. They hate us more. And I did a previous hour. I said, selling leftism. How could you possibly hate us? What did we do? Well, you're too good. You're too sanctimonious. You're a bunch of conservatives out there. What do? You get up every day. You go to work. You work hard. You pay your taxes. You do your best to raise your kids right. You employ people. If not, you work for people. You don't complain. You take your paycheck. You do it by the book. You send your kids to these indoctrination centers. I know we're trying to talk you out of it, but you send your kids to these indoctrination centers, these public schools, higher ed. You do it all by the book. You don't commit a bunch of crimes. And yeah, you got your vices, you got your freaks, you got your little idiosyncrasies, but for the most part, you're good, solid citizens, and they hate you for it. Because you're an example of what could be. You're an example that, get off your butt, go to work. You don't need reparations back, folks. Right? Get off your butt, go to work. Get off welfare. Go do something productive with your life. How dare you live like that? The truth is they don't like the Bidens. They hate us. But you want to know who leftists hate the most? Themselves. They will never admit how much they hate themselves. When they have to stop for just a moment and become introspective about life, about love, about friendships, you know what they find out? They don't have nice lives. They really don't have anybody that genuinely cares for them, unless they have some conservatives that, they know that feel sorry for them, that want to have an intervention. They don't have any real friends. Don't let them fool you. They can act, we're going over to Bobby and Susie's house over the weekend. Yeah, it's going to be a great time, man. Everybody will be there. And they get there, and they're miserable. They're comparing themselves, their dress, their cars, the jobs, lying. I don't know what the average, they have a thing on how many often people lie in an hour or a minute or whatever it is. Whatever it is, the leftists peak the chart, the scale. I mean, it just peaks. They lie about everything. They lie about how good their jobs are, how much they love their jobs, how much the people like them. I mean, it doesn't matter what they tell you. It's lies. And that's why they like liars. That's why Joe Biden fits so well with them. They're like, oh, he's not lying, man. It's just Joe being Joe. He's just like a rapper, man. He going to do, he going to act like he got it before he really got it. Yeah. They hate themselves. They don't admit when they're wrong. And there are hardcore 30% of leftists who are contrarians for the sake of being contrary. They don't disagree with you. The sky is blue. It's not blue. Why you say that, man? But blue does denote Democrat. Well, okay, but still, they don't care. They disagree with everything just because you said it. Look at the difference between how Trump says, I'm going to stop the Chinese boat, not let them in. Xenophobe. Donald Trump says, I'm not going to let Muslims in from certain countries that are terrorists. Look at him. He's an Islamophobe. Then they go, well, Barack Obama did. Yeah, but it was for different reasons, man. They have an excuse for everything, man. The problem with the left is they fear facing their demons. Because that means they have to admit fault with themselves. See, I can admit fault with myself. I can admit when I was a kid, I was a liar. I hated my dad was in prison, and I didn't want anybody to know that. And it just led to more and more lies. And it came to a point where when I finally got okay with me, because I'm a good-looking you. I mean, come on now. I'm all that in a bag of chips. When I figured out, I don't care what you think. I don't have as much money as you. I may not have as much talent. I may not be as smart. But I can do things you can't. Don't know what it is. Don't know if you care. And it didn't even become that. It wasn't even a competition of, well, I'm better at this than you are. It just became, I don't really care. You're good at what you do. I'm good at what I do. We're good. Okay. And we became friends. And I marvel at my friends. I have some of the smartest friends, acquaintances. A lot of them are like brothers to me. They're like brothers and sisters. And when they get married, I get another family member. I feel that way. And they know me. It's okay. Leftists don't want to be known. They fear facing their demons, as I said, because that means they got to face themselves. if Biden is bad, well, then they're bad too. They can't make bad decisions. If Trump is good, well, then that means they're bad. They can't make bad decisions. They're like gods. If you're a god, how can you make a bad decision? Look at everything going on with Hunter Biden. These people won't admit it. The cocaine story? Oh, my goodness. Look, folks, there's one certified cokehead in the White House. Maybe there's more, but there's one that we know of. The others are speculative. I can't speak to them, but I can speak to Hunter. But leftists must pretend that they have no idea how coke is in a what? There's cocaine in the White House? As I like to joke, there's gambling in the casino? What? But wait a minute. So what you're saying, Kevin, is there's cocaine in the White House? Yeah. Well, how did it get there? There's got to be a full-blown investigation about this. Well, there's a crackhead in the White House, a cokehead, Hunter. Kevin, surely you don't believe that Hunter Biden's bringing coke to... I mean, why would he do that? I mean, that's the White House. He's not going to... Look, that's just an idiotic way to think. Let's look at who could it be. So these guys are like... Well, it was in a public area. Well, now we're finding out it was in a private area that only the Secret Service and the family members could go. I mean, the story changes. And even when it gets worse for Hunter Biden, do you know the left? Oh, well, you can't just jump to conclusions. I mean, how can you do that, man? That's not fair. Investigations will ensue, folks. And we are going to learn that a staffer did it. Yeah, it's not Hunter. It was a staffer. There's going to be a staffer that steps up and says, listen, I'm very sorry, but I came to deliver groceries and it must have slipped out of my pocket. And then I would just say to you, do a Woodward and Bernstein and follow the money. You'll find out one of Hunter's friends paid off the staffer to take the rap. And the staffer won't do any time. They'll get, well, we're going to fire that staffer. And they just move them around. That staffer will go work on K Street and make 300 grand a year doing nothing. In fact, I should just go and... Let me just do this right now. It's my coke, okay? It's my coke. Since conservatives don't want to buck up, maybe the Bidens will go ahead and give me some money if I just tell them, hey, look, it's my coke. Okay, Soros, come on, Soros, fork it over. All we know is it wasn't Hunter's coke, okay? That's what I want you to understand. Hunter is clean. He's as clean as the contents of his laptop. He's as clean as his 19 shell companies. He's squeaky clean. I know what you're thinking, and how dare you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
On Kevino Jacksones.
During the break, we were looking for other clips that, you know, everybody talking about this whole cocaine thing at the White House. And honestly, I was talking to my producers and said, why bother? I mean, okay, coke was found at the White House. The cokehead at the White House is Hunter Biden. And we're all running around here, no surprise, right? I don't think there's a person on the planet who's surprised that somebody dropped what this one guy described as a dime bag of coke. And you know it's Hunter's. there was a picture of them during the 4th of July. I think it was at the White House. Jill Biden looked, I mean, just flush. She looked like she was having sweats. Hunter was playing with his nose. And look, it could just be a harmless thing where, you know, where he just, you know, pinched his nostrils together. No big deal. His wife was holding a baby. I guess that's one of the grandkids that the Biden family seemed to enjoy. And they didn't look like a family unit. Maybe you've seen the video. And then somebody said, Hunter's playing with his nose. He's probably doing coke there. I wouldn't have been surprised. You can't say for certain. I'm not saying that he was. But I will say this. If there's a crackhead in my family and I find a dime bag in my house, I'm going to go, yeah, man, that's Uncle June's. You know, because that's who it would belong to. And for the record, it wouldn't take long for Uncle June to go, hey, man, y'all, I lost something at the house. Anybody find something, kid? Anybody find something, nephew? Yeah, we found it. It's in the kitchen. So, we can have fun with this, but I find it tragic. I find it tragic because any time that the truth is supposed to come out about this family, people go into cover mode. Democrats have one way of dealing with the truth. Attack the people stating it. There will come a point where you bringing this up is considered an attack on Hunter Biden. I alluded to it in the previous segments. I joked about it. But it will be true. It will be an attack. You don't know. How do you know, Kevin Jackson? I don't know. I just have this thing called common sense. See, when a dude gets kicked out of the Navy because he does crack or, you know, cocaine, he's driving under the influence, not liquor, cocaine, goes to rehab, not for liquor or sex abuse, which he could have, but he goes for cocaine, flunks out of that, and then has the life that Hunter Biden has led where practically every time you see this man, he's got his crack pipe. This is a dude that, you know, look, here's the deal with crack. So crack is crack, it's smoked. It's not snorted. One of my buddies, he was telling me, he says, I didn't like, he goes, I gave up cocaine. He goes, I didn't like the smell. He can, something like that. It was funny when he said it. But anyway, look, crack is, you heat it up. It's got a powder in it. Ammonia, and it crackles. So that, and it crackles, and it's because it's vapor, it gives you a super fast high. I've never done it, but I have friends that have. One of my friends, his name was Mikey, God rest his soul. He did crack. And Mikey was always slightly overweight, and I saw him when he was doing crack, and old boy was down 40, 50 pounds. And I looked at him, I'm like, dude, what in the world? He was looking good. He goes, yeah, man, crack diet. White boy, by the way, white boy. Yeah, crack diet. Says, yeah, Kev, crack diet. I said, man, you better get off crack. He goes, no, I gave it up. I said, you got off of it? He goes, yeah. I said, you're lucky. From what I hear, it's not easy to get off of. He goes, it's not. It's a demon. He goes, from the moment, this is what he told me. He says, from the moment I hit crack, he goes, here's what I can tell you, Kevin. It was a monster. I knew what people were talking about. This is a guy experienced in drugs. He's your typical California surfer boy, tried everything, did everything, had LSD in his wallet when he was talking to me, showed it to me. I had no idea what LSD was. LSD, you know what it looks like? You remember those little stickers that you could heat up and you push it on your skin and then you peel it off? That's what it looks like, except it's a dot, the size of a dot. And I don't know whether they put it on their tongue or they put it on their skin, but it peels off. I think it's in the tongue. In the mouth, it peels off. It's just a little bit of a chemical, and he told me all the trips he went on, and you got to be careful with the LSD you get, and yada yada. But here's what he told me: this dude has done crack, he's done crank, he's done it all. He said to me, "Man, crack, from the moment I smoke crack," and this is what he said. He said, "I saw the monster," and he did it. I'm going to say 6 months. And he kicked it. And let me tell you why I think he kicked it. He kicked it because he had so much experience with drugs that his body went, you can kick this. He didn't have to go into rehab and all that. And he gave it up cold turkey. But he said, it's a monster. It's a beast. You know, let's get back to this. So Hunter Biden, anything he does, somebody steps in and enables him. Joe Biden's been enabling Hunter for his whole life, and there's a reason. Joe Biden sees the crooked nature of the Bidens in Hunter. And I'm going to tell you, there probably is something very good and warm about Hunter Biden when he's unchemically, you know, motivated. He's jacked. I don't think there's anything to save him now. But when he's not chemically motivated, before he got completely jacked, I bet this kid has been through so much that his father put him through that you could sympathize with Hunter Biden. But now, not anymore. And here's a story. Hunter Biden's high-priced attorneys again tried to turn him into a victim by portraying IRS whistleblower Gary Shapley as a partisan leaker and a criminal. But on Monday, Shapley responded. His counter was a devastating blow to Hunter Biden's legal strategy and also represented a shot across the bow to the Biden-friendly Washington Post. This is what somebody wrote. And here's what was the part that got me. Because, see, they wanted people to believe, oh, Shapley, he's a Republican. He hates Hunter, blah, 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 blah. And they write, the June 30 letter from Hunter's attorney strongly implied Shapley was responsible for leaking information to the Washington Post. And that's what served as the basis for the October 6, 2022 article authored by Barrett and Stein. The article claimed that federal agents investigating Hunter Biden had gathered what they believe is sufficient evidence to charge him with tax crimes and a false statement related to a gun purchase. Now, there's nothing new here, but they got to demonize somebody because all bets are off when it comes to, you know, or I should say all bets are on when it comes to protecting Hunter and the Biden family, at least right now. It won't be soon, trust me. It ain't going to keep up. Shapley didn't wait for the House to ask for information. Instead, he submitted an affidavit to the House Ways and Means Committee in which he unequivocally swore he was not the source for the October 6, 2022 Washington Post article. He further attested that he had never had any contact with Barrett or Stein, the authors of the article. Now, see, this is the way you handle your scandal. He said he never leaked confidential taxpayer information. Then he expressly authorized the Washington Post and or journalist Devlin Barrett or Perry Stein and any other Washington Post reporter to release any communications directly or indirectly to or from me, agreeing to, quote, waive any purported journalistic privilege and or confidentiality which it would have arisen had I been a source for the Washington Post. Now, see what he did? He completely obliterated Hunter Biden's legal defense. He leaked it. It's illegal. He never should have leaked all this information. No. You know what happened? Somebody else leaked it. Somebody got it. It should have been investigated by the FBI already. And here's a guy. You're saying, no, he's the one. He did. Yeah, he's the guy that did. And he says, I tell you what. If I am, you have permission to expose it all. Now, can you imagine if the Bidens took that approach? Because Trump has taken that approach. Investigate me. Do whatever you want. Do your will. But look at the people who run and hide. 19 shell companies paying multiple people, running money through this or that, offshore accounts, you name it. These are the people that are supposed to be running the government, making us feel like they're accountable to us. And you know what they're doing? They're pointing a finger at everybody else. They're lying. Anything to keep the light from being shined on them. And now we got this Coke. And yet another example. You know whose Coke it is. Nobody has to tell you. The leftists know, the Democrats know, the rhino Republicans, all those leftists, every one of them, they know. They're in cahoots. Because you can't let the establishment go down. Too much money involved. Too many people could lose their livelihoods. Too many people could go to prison if the truth were given about any of this. Even something as small as this, a dime bag of Coke. You know what Hunter should say? You know what? Fell out of my bag. Remnants from when I used to do Coke. Whatever. He should just stand up and take credit for what he's done. But he'll never do it. His family won't allow it. Leftism won't allow it. The big money people running the government won't allow it.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.